Books with Whitcoulls for the best selection of great reads.
Yes, Joan McKenzie is back with us. How are you this morning, Joan?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. What have you got for us today?
Well, the first one is the new John Grisham, and I've probably said to you before that I love Grisham because I think he always comes down on the right side of things, and his books always have some kind of ethical issue at the heart of them. Some of them are kind of courtroom procedural books because he's so well known for his legal thrillers, but this one's a little bit different. It's a narrative about a woman called Lacey Stoltz who works for the Florida Board on Judicial Conduct, and her job is to keep tabs on the judges in the state of Florida, make sure that there's no corruption going on and they're not drinking too much and behaving badly. But one day a woman turns up under an assumed name who's clearly terrified for her life and says that actually there is a judge in the state who murdered her father 20 years ago, and she has proof that he takes out a vendetta against people who at some time in his life have crossed him or wronged him, and he methodically kills them. And so this is the kind of situation that Lacey sits on the Board of Review, has never had to deal with before, and she finds herself getting caught up in this extraordinary cat-and-mouse game between this whistleblower and the judge. It's really, really good.
How many books has he written now? Is it about 12? Is it 10 or 12?
No.
Of the legal thrillers? Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Crikey.
It's a lot.
He's consistent, though, isn't he?
He's really consistent, and in fact, in some ways, he started the whole genre with Firm back in the day, which was really one of the first legal thrillers and still holds up really well.
Excellent. What else have you got for us?
I've got a book called The Plot, which for someone like me who works in the book industry is a terrific premise. It's written by a woman called Jean Hance Corrilitz, who wrote a book some years ago called You Should Have Known, and listeners may have seen it. I think it was on Netflix as a series that was called The Undoing, and it starred Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant and was wonderful television. Well, she's a great writer, and this new book is about an author who's been moderately successful, but he's a bit down on his luck, and he takes a job teaching creative writing at a third-rate university. It's not going very well, and then one day a student walks into his class and gives them the plot that he's planning to write into his book, which he says will make him a massive international bestseller. And of course, our third-rate writer is a little bit miffed at this, and over the coming years, he waits and waits to see the success of this former student. The book never arrives. So when he finds out that actually it's never going to, he appropriates the plot
and turns it
into a thriller of his own, and he gets international fame and New York Times bestseller status, and he's living the life and becoming hugely well-known for this brilliant book that he wrote. And then one day he gets an email from someone who's accusing him of plagiarism. And from that point on, things start to go from bad to worse. And it's so cleverly constructed and so well done. Like I say, if like me, you're interested in books or work in the world of books, this is absolutely one for you because it's beautifully put together.
Thank you, Joan. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.